It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
Oh, the joys of telephone system. Shane, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You hung up on me, Daniel.
I didn't hang up. You hung up on me. Now, let's not argue about this one. Oh, the joys of telephones. Firstly, how you been?
I've been very good, Daniel. I've had my dose of fishing fix for the day, so I'm very, very happy and did catch a fish, as you saw by the photo I sent you.
Oh, nah. All right, well, hopefully we can catch a fish very soon, but I want to talk about some minimum safety for boats with this warmer weather that's happening. A lot of people will be out and about on their boats.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, spring's here, warmer weather, as we just mentioned, Daniel. And a few people will be starting to look and think about getting their boats out of the shed, which have been in the winter slumber. So there's just a few minimum requirements as for safety standards. So I'll just run through a couple of those. And this is for inland rivers, lakes and dams. So you must have an approved fire extinguisher and one that hasn't been used before. A waterproof buoyant torch. Also a bailing bucket. So just in case your boat or your watercraft did actually take on water, you could get the water out of it. A pair of oars, that's pretty much it. That's the standard requirements for a boat under 4.8 metres, Daniel, in rivers and lakes in Victoria. So make sure you have a bit of a look at your boat, and certainly the one that must stress is your fire extinguisher that it is. Not expired and hasn't been used previously.
That's the big one, isn't it? The fire extinguisher. It's sort of the thing that's at the back of the boat or at the side of the boat. And as you say, it does have an expiry date on it, as do, I guess, life jackets and things like that. So it's always good to check, especially, as you say, the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, certainly. And there was another one that I've just come across as well. It's just a little a sheet that you can actually get through from Marine Safe Victoria, and you can get this off the Transport Safe to Victoria vicgov.au website. It's I've gone boating, so it's just informing someone that you've gone fishing or you've gone boating, and what it actually says here, I'm just using a whiteboard marker, I am departing at and from, my trip intentions are, I'll return later then, number of people and the weather expected. So just let someone know that you're actually going out on the water if you're going by yourself or a couple of others, just in case something does happen, that people have an idea of where to start looking for you.
And some great advice there. So I want to go fishing this weekend, and we often talk about fishing reports and where to catch a fish, but we'll get to that in a few moments' time. But with fishing reports, where can we actually get them?
Look, there's a whole host of places you can get them from, Daniel. Obviously, you know, we're going to give you one in a minute. But head down to Hartley's, see Lindsay and the boys, and they've got up-to-date fishing reports from anglers that are coming in all week, all day, every day, and letting them know where they've been catching fish. But you can also look on Facebook. That's a good place to look. And also, there's a couple other websites that tell you the latest and greatest fishing reports as well. So and obviously have a look in magazines that are out on the shelves as well to get the heads up on the tips and techniques that you're going to be required to use when you go out and catch those fish. So there's a few places, but certainly head down to your local tackle shop because they're the guys in the know that where the fish are actually biting at the moment.
And speaking of which, we're planning on going out this weekend. We've got everything prepared now that you've given us the minimum safety requirements for the boat. Where are we going to catch a fish this weekend, mate?
Yeah, well, look, if you're going to go around Ballarat, Lake Wendouree is fishing well for some rainbow trout. I went out to myself today to a place called the Moorabool Reservoir. There's some lovely brown trout being caught out there. I caught one on fly today. But over around Bendigo, Lake Epilock, there's a few yellow bellies starting to be caught over that way. And also Tullaroot Reservoir. The trout are in feeding in around the edges, so a good big bunch of worms fished off the bottom or a mud eye under a bubble float, you'll certainly be able to catch a fish over this weekend. So there's a few places I reckon that I'd suggest to catch a fish.
Sounds pretty good to me. And thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We'll try and get that phone fixed as to why you hang up on me rather than me hang up on you. And we'll catch up next week.
Cheers, Dan. We'll catch you later.
Talk very soon. And we thank